Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In this month's Taste of Premiere, Lex Thomas compares and contrasts the Surface RT and the recently released Surface Pro, as well as shares with us some of his favorite tips and tricks for Windows 8. Lex, the mic is yours.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this month's Taste of Premiere. This month, we're going to look at a few things. Number one, we're going to contrast and compare the Surface RT with the Surface Pro. And then I'm going to show you some Windows 8 tricks and tips, things that will make you fall in love with Windows 8. So without further ado, let's get started. The first thing that I want to point out is that we have a great website. If you go to Microsoft.com/Surface, you can find out all sorts of information about the Surface RT and the Surface Pro. So what I thought I'd do is just maybe go through a few of the differences between the two, and then I'll actually pull out my Surface Pro and give you a little bit of a tour of it. So the first thing that you need to understand is that the big difference, the main difference between the Surface RT and the Surface Pro is that the Surface Pro is essentially a full-blown Ultrabook. It's got an i5 processor. It's got 128 gig SSD. It runs all Windows apps. Anything that's new in the modern interface runs great. Anything that's older that maybe you used to run in Windows 7 or XP should run fine as well on the Surface Pro. It is really a full-blown PC. The Surface RT, of course, is a tablet, runs all the new apps, which is great. And also, it's a lighter device. The R2's much, well, not much, but a little bit thinner and a little bit lighter. I think it's about a half a pound lighter, and it's just a little bit thinner. The Surface Pro has a couple of internal fans, and there's a vent that runs around the outside of the Surface Pro, and that really accounts for most of the extra thickness. And so that's the difference. If running older legacy apps is important, you probably want to look at the Surface Pro. If you love the new modern interface and you can do everything that you need to do on the Surface RT, then the Surface RT is more than likely the one that you want to get. They're both awesome devices. The RT comes with Home and Student RT Preview, and that's the version of Office that ships with RT. You've got Word, you've got PowerPoint, you've got Excel, you've got OneNote, and then for mail we have a mail app in the modern interface and also a calendar app, and so that's great. Both can get to the store. You can purchase apps with both. Some of the differences from a spec standpoint are thickness, like we mentioned before. The Surface RT 9.30 millimeters, the Surface Pro 13.5 millimeters. Weight, 1.5 pounds for the Surface RT, 2 pounds on the Windows 8 Surface Pro. Storage, of course, less storage on the RT, 32 gig and 64 gig, and then on the Pro you've got 64 gig or 128 gigs. Screen resolution is a little better on the Pro, although both, I have to stress that both look great. On the RT, we've got a full-size USB 2.0 port. We've got a full-size USB 3.0 port on the Pro. Both have micro SDXC card slots, and I've got both of mine full with 64 gig micro SD cards. The video ports are a little different. On the RT, you've got what we're calling on the website an HD video out port. It's a micro HDMI port. And then there's a standard mini display port on the Pro. And when I say standard, I mean standard. You can buy mini display port HDMI cables. You can buy, Belkin mini display port to HDMI converters. There's all sorts of different adapters that you can get that plug into a mini display port. And of course, both the Surface RT and the Surface Pro use the really cool, innovative keyboard cover. And there's two of those. There's the touch cover and the type cover. The type cover has actual keyboard keys on it. So those are the main differences. I'm not sure you're going to be able to tell from just using the webcam, but there's like a ridge that runs along the side of the Surface Pro. And again, that's where the exhaust from the fans come out. Fans are really quiet. You probably wouldn't know they're in there unless I told you or you ran it through an airport X-ray machine. Kickstand, same kickstand. You might notice that I've got a pen attached to mine. It connects where the power connector connects. The Surface Pro has a Wacom digitizer built in, so you can use the pen. The pen comes with it. You can draw. You can, you know, write freehand, take notes in OneNote, etc. So really, two really cool, great devices, forward-facing and rear-facing cameras. I can't tell you how much I love my Surface RT, and I also love my Surface Pro. I've got both. If you have any additional questions about the Surface RT or the Surface Pro, visit Microsoft.com/Surface. Everything that you could possibly want to know is up there. So now what I want to do is I want to take a few minutes to just walk you through some things that you can do with Windows 8. These are some things that I think are pretty cool that most people out of the box, you know, don't realize you can do with the product. So let's take a look. What you're looking at is the new start screen, the start screen that you can get to either by pressing the Windows key, or you can do a Windows key and then C to bring up the Charms menu, and I'll show you the Charms menu in just a second, and then just click on the little Windows flag icon. This is the modern interface, and you know, if you don't have a touch screen, it can be a little scary. But your mouse does work. You can click on any of these icons, and there's a scroll bar down here at the bottom that you can move left or right, and that'll allow you to scroll through the icons. But the thing that most people miss is that really all you need to do is type, right? I can type in the name of any of these apps, and it'll automatically bring the app up, right? So let's just type in eBay, and now if I hit enter, there's the eBay app. If I want to close an app, and this has also been something that I've just watched people have a little bit of trouble with, all I have to do is go up to the top of the screen. My pointer will turn into a hand. And if I just hold down the left mouse button and drag that down to the bottom of the screen and let it go, that app is now closed. I don't have to do anything else. I can drag it down to the bottom of the screen. It'll disappear, and it's closed. If I want to swap apps, I can just go to the upper left-hand corner of the screen, and I can get a tree of or a list of apps that are currently running. So I can switch between the apps that are running on my box just by going up to that corner. Now, this is the Charm menu. We've got Search, Share, Start, Devices, and Settings. I'm going to go to Start again. I'm just going to run a few apps. There's the Yellow Pages app. Let's run a web page. And I'll run one of my favorite news apps. There's Tom's Hardware. Okay, so those apps are up. So now if I want to switch between those apps, I can do an Alt tab and just switch between the apps that I have up and running. And notice that the tiles are live. I don't know if you can tell or not, but I'm waving at the camera. So there's Tom's Hardware. Again, if I want to close one, I just drag it down to the bottom of the screen. If I want to switch between any of my open modern interface apps, I can go up to the upper left-hand corner and just click on the app that I want to run. So really, once you get used to navigating around, it's awesome. I love it. Okay, so let's go back into the Tom's app. I want to show you something else that's pretty cool. By now, you've heard me use the term charms several times. Most people think that the charms are there to get you back and forth between the two interfaces, but the charms are there for another reason as well. And this is something that I don't think most people realize. So I'm in the Tom's Hardware app. Here is an article that I've pulled up, and I want to share this article. And so this is actually really cool. If I go to my charms menu, one of the options that I have is share. If I select share, I can email this article to people that I've emailed before. I can post it to read it if I want to. I'll just create a new email message here. And let me just send this to myself. And notice that we automatically create the email message for you, right? We post the article in there. We give you a nice little picture. I can hit send, and it'll go ahead and send. All right, so I'm going to close Tom's Hardware, and I'm going to go into the music app. And let me just scroll over here, get to my music. I love Chicago. I love Steve Vai. I'm going to go ahead and select a Steve Vai song. And I'll just hit share. Mail. And we automatically create an email message with a link to that song. So these are the things that are kind of built into the OS that I think make a huge difference, make things so much easier. Let me just exit out of here. And I'll open an email message. Let's see. Here's some junk mail. All right, so now if I go to the charms, I can go to the devices menu. And I don't have a printer installed right now, but if I had a printer installed, it would show up under devices. And I can just select the printer, and it'll automatically print. And the cool thing about it is that that printer lives under devices, so I can go into any of these apps, and I don't have to worry about setting up a printer individually in the app. It's already set up in the OS. And all I have to do is point to it, and away it goes. I can also send this to a second screen or to OneNote. If I select send to OneNote, it'll go ahead and create a little OneNote document for me. And the next time I open OneNote, I can see what I sent to it. So pretty neat. Those are some of the reasons that I just absolutely love the new interface. Now, I can also search. We talked about search. By default, search is going to give you the context for the application that you're in, right? So I was just at the desktop, so if I go to search, it's going to search apps. It'll also search settings and files. So let's just type in link. And notice that we've got two apps that meet that criteria. And those two apps are Link 2013 and Link Recording Manager. I can also search for any word I want. I typed in guitar, and it brought up a web page that was in my favorites. Right? There's also a file, The Beatles While My Guitar Gently Weeps. If I go to store, it'll automatically search the store for anything that mentions the word guitar. So I can go to any app. I can Bing on guitar just by clicking Bing and searching on guitar. I haven't really changed anything in my search. So that's another really cool feature of the OS. And these are things that if you play with, I really think you'll end up loving. That's why Windows 8 is my new favorite OS. Remember, if you have any questions about any of the stuff we've covered today, please, please, please feel free to email me at topp@microsoft.com. That's topp@microsoft.com. I hope you've enjoyed today's Windows 8 Special Edition show. Thanks, and that's your Taste of Premiere.